Hello and welcome, Richard McCann here, thank you for listening in. Last night, for a change, I wasn't speaking at a conference, but I was attending as a delegate to, was listening to Jarek Robbins, the son of Tony Robbins, one of the most successful speakers on the planet, and I thought I'd go along just to see what he had to offer, and I quite enjoyed it. But one of the things that struck in my mind from last night was he showed, did Jarek, a photograph of him as a three-month-old baby being carried over hot coals by his father, and it was quite funny to see that, and we're trying to suggest that his personal development journey originated back when he was a three-month-old child, and got me thinking, actually, as I left that conference, where did my personal development journey begin, or where did my success as a motivational speaker begin? And up until last night, I'd always put that down to 1983, when I entered the public speaking competition at school, which I went on to win. And when I came away last night, it actually got me to thinking, well, how early or how young an age can I put some of my current success down to? And when I thought about it, it was actually back in 1975, just before Mum died that year. 1975 was a year where, despite living in poverty and on the at-risk register, having no money in the house, and well, as a child, what was most important, no sweets in the house, I understood a few lessons, and they've set me in good stead for the future and my current life. And that was that no matter how hard things were, I spotted an opportunity to improve my situation, which is what my book writing was, which is what my speaking has become. And I spotted as a five-year-old boy the opportunity of going next door, spending some time with my next-door neighbour, an old lady who couldn't get to the shop for her groceries. I worked out if I spent a lot of time with her that she might ask me to go for her, and she did. And when she asked me for the first time, I then made it my business to be around there as often as I could, so she would send me to the shop to get her groceries and give me a few pence for going. So one, I spotted the opportunity, I was proactive, I was positive, and I went there again and again and again, so I was persistent, and it took some courage, because in order for me to go over to the shop on my own as a five-year-old boy, can you imagine that? I had to cross what is now a dual carriageway, but back then was still a very busy road, a main road with buses and loads of cars, and I crossed that road. And it took me a few minutes to get over there, but I eventually found the courage to do so, and obviously reaped my rewards in the long run. So there, that's where it originated, I believe, my success today. One, spotting opportunity to improve my situation. Two, I mean, it wasn't an accident, by the way. I didn't just go around there hoping she would. Sorry, I didn't just exist hoping she would send me. I went around there and I made myself known to her as often as I could, so she would send me. So it was a goal of mine. So that was my first real tangible goal, wasn't it? Make myself known to her, create the opportunity, had the courage to go over and do it, and went around there time and time again until she finally gave me another list of groceries to collect. So that was persistence. All those little life lessons were learnt back in 1975. That's nearly, it's nearly 40 years ago. And I've applied those things throughout my life. And the great news is, so can you. I don't know how bad you are, how bad things are for you right now, and how difficult your life is. But if you're unhappy with your situation, if that five-year-old boy could find a way of improving a situation, then so obviously can you. And it might take some courage. It might mean leaving the job. It might mean leaving the marriage. It might mean setting up your own business. It might mean persistence. It might mean trying again and again and again until finally you get the success that's out there waiting for us all. But you know what? If I can do it, if that five-year-old boy can do it, well then so can you. I'm Richard McCann. Short little snappy little piece, but over and out. If you want to hear more from me or connect with me, I'm on richardmccann.co.uk. Bye for now.